Wallabies on the charge. Back it goes to Beale. Tries to set something up. Dummies! And Kirkley Beale scores for Australia. They hit back immediately. Try in Sydney. Try in Dunedin. And now he's got to beat Pye in Perth. To Tafu Pilota now. Finds Hannigan's slight fumble, but he drags it down in the nick of time. And the driver's on.
Well, good in patches, I think, Slats, is what you'd say. It wasn't a win, it wasn't a loss. I wonder what it felt like. It was a 23-23 draw to Bernard Foley, who came up with a real clutch under the pump penalty to absolutely tie those scores up. He joins us on the line now, the Wallaby fly half. G'day, Bernard.
Good morning, lads. How you doing?
What did it feel like? Wasn't a win, wasn't a loss?
I think exactly that. You know, it was sort of a really empty feeling after probably having the run of the game in that first half and not being able to go on with it, not be able to continue, and then having to settle for a draw was pretty disappointing.
Yeah, did you feel like that turnaround in the second All Blacks game was taken to Perth? Were there those improvements over there?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what we spoke about is we didn't have to change too much. We just have to keep improving little bits and that's going to get us the result. So, being able to take the momentum from the second Bledisloe in Dunedin down to over to Perth was a good start for us, but for us not to get the result was pretty disappointing.
I mentioned wasn't a win, wasn't a loss. I guess that Michael Hooper charge down to the drop goal, what, with 30 seconds remaining, it's better to walk away with the draw, isn't it?
Well, saying that, it's probably the first time I've seen a charge down go forward.
Yeah.
It could have ended up anywhere, but unfortunately, you know, giving them an opportunity at the end to sort of have that, be in that position after, you know, we were trying to play a good bit of territory and try and pin the ball down in the other half was a bit disappointing. But as we said, we're a young side and you know, keep on improving and we're going to get the results.
Mate, I don't want to go back what would have happened in Dunedin if you would have got that ball back from the restart. But in saying all of that, I imagine you would have worked ad nauseum, particularly the forwards on restarts and set plays. Yet there were a few shonky moments again against South Africa, you know, in those restarts and set plays.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely I say learning experience, but you know, we've got to keep learning from it. We can't just keep saying it's another learning experience. But yeah, what we did learn in these test matches is it is those really small details, those really minor moments in games that can win and lose your test matches. So for us to sort of always be very consistent in those areas is something that we're growing and building. And I'm sure in these next coming games, guys are going to really take ownership of those areas and you know, not be able to give up possession there.
And mate, you've given Kirkley Beale a rap.
I have, yeah. He's been exceptional since he's been back.
He's been good.
You know, his ability to inject himself and back into this team, and you know, you've seen how world class of a player he has become, and I think his stint away has done him really good in terms of how he can manage games, how he controls games, and just his excitement, you know, to be back in that Wallabies jersey is something that's pretty infectious.
And he gives you a little bit more freedom, Bernard, because the opposition have got to worry not only about yourself but also Kirkley, because he's that unpredictable sort of player.
Yeah, exactly right, you know. And I suppose being able to interchange between, you know, first and second receiver throughout the game is something that's probably a bit of a luxury for myself, and you know, allows him to also step up and control the game and get his hands on the ball. And you know, he's also a dangerous runner, but his ability to probably distribute the ball to the guys out wide and freeze up the space for them is something that added to his game as well.
And mate, you're taking on Argentina. They put in a fair effort against the All Blacks, but it's in Canberra, so that's a bit different.
Yeah, it is. It's our first test match down here in 7 years, so we're really looking forward to that. The guys have worked extremely hard at the start of the week, and we're actually day off this morning, so I'm just about to have a hit at Royal Canberra.
Oh, nice, mate. Good
which
track.
Which will be nice. Yeah, we're here. It's a lovely course, so I'm looking forward to having a hit. But yeah, the Argentinians are they're definitely an unorthodox team. They like to play a very expansive game, and you know, it's going to be a great test match again.
Now, that scoreline last week for them against the All Blacks, 39-22, you sort of look at that and think pretty comfortable, but they actually pushed the All Blacks. Does that mean that you guys are sort of, you know, you got close in Dunedin, Argentina got relatively close as well. Is everyone else playing better, or are the All Blacks not playing quite as well as they should be?
Well, you know, they've been very good for a long period of time, and I think teams are doing a lot of homework on how they're playing, and I think we are trying to bridge the gap between them as the top side and every other side and all the other nations lifting to them. And, you know, as we spoke about before the Blues lows, there is a bit of a change in the guard in terms of the players and who's in that team. Normally they had a lot of consistency with personnel for a long time, and now there's a bit of changeover. So hopefully they are becoming a bit more vulnerable, and you know that we'll start winning games against them in the coming future.
Very good, mate. So you're all pretty confident in camp. How's the coach going?
Yeah, he's good. He's as passionate as ever. I think he was had a morning with the PM this morning. So
did he?
I'm sure he's getting a few tips on how to run the country as well.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Mate, who are you going to fleece on the golf course?
Well, it's this morning, it's myself and Rob Simmons up against Michael Hooper and Nick Phibbs. So I'm sure they'll be paying for lunch.
Some of the great competitions on the golf course. What's your handicap?
Oh, no, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing too good.
No, oh, well, that's dangerous because you make up your own. Yeah. You'll be 14 to 16 and you can win with that.
Yeah, exactly right.
Good on you, Bernard.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, mate. Bernard Foley. And the Wallabies, $1.14 favourites. Argentina, $5.75.